Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Okay, I got you there.
Okay.
I'm checking out my network. My network is being a little funky. It was 2 or 3 days ago, but it's just this. Our town's infrastructure was not built for this many people working from home.
Well, I know that you said that you just moved recently on the Uncharacteristics. That's why you guys had waited for so long to put out another episode. But
right.
I'm assuming maybe with, like you said, your network and your internet and your equipment.
Well,
I don't know.
What's strange is that we actually have currently the best internet that we've ever had. It's COVID-19 forcing everybody home. It's just not, this is a small town. We were built for. Yeah, exactly. It's fiber. Like, we have better G's than everybody around us. It's just not happening right now. I'm hoping that it goes okay today.
Well, and this isn't going to be like long. It's just us going to be max an hour, if that. Just shooting the shit, really. Just this whole premise is to, one, connect with new people or old people, or just connect with people.
Sure.
And just talk about whatever is on your mind. Just that way, this gives people an outlet, because with everybody being confined indoors, this is a way to reach out, you know? So,
right. Yeah. So social distancing has all of us introverts and extroverts kind of like freaking out a bit.
Yeah.
You know, those of us that are used to talking to like hundreds of people on a daily basis are sitting here alone staring at four walls. And it causes a bit of a problem. And I mean, like, if you don't have, I recently sold my entire comic book collection. Speaking of comic books, recently, like a year ago, due to a financial situation, and I've got like zero to read.
Oh man. As you can see behind me.
Yeah. I might have to come down and borrow some.
I've got a lot. You mean come up? Anyway, I'm in Indiana. So.
Oh yeah. Come up. Yeah. Yeah, that's what that accent is.
Yeah, sorry.
We got the good Southern drawl down here.
I
like to think that I don't have it until I get on the phone with someone from not here. And then I'm like, oh, no, I'm just a redneck.
So it's definitely apparent when I listen to you you and Zach on Uncharacteristics, and I'm not used to, like, I've known Zach for years. So I've already known his accent. I'm used to that. And then I hear yours and I'm just like, oh yeah, they're from down south.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Zach is a lot better here. He could almost pass for not from here. But if you're that. Again, if he's talking to somebody from Indiana. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it's funny. I go home and I sound uppity, to my family. Like, I love the Southern accent. It's beautiful, but it doesn't open a lot of doors for me. And in, like, if I go to a bigger city and try to apply for a job, they're like, wow, what's this hick doing here? And then I'm like, well, if you listen for like more than 5 minutes, you'll understand. Yeah. I'm not a complete idiot. You know, I've never
slept
with a cousin or anything like that. Like, yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's the way I was raised. And if you go back and look at old videos of me as a child, it was way worse.
Yeah.
Way worse.
Oh man. So. That's awesome. So I am going to be putting this out on the feed. This, like I said, this is just recording. Have fun. I'm here with, Ori Yates.
Oh, hey, and I guess I could have introduced myself.
No, you're good. So I go back to the old, Nerdist model when Hardwick was hosting, and you just naturally just record, just flow conversation. This was also before everything came out about him, and I'm just like, ugh. So
Yeah, yeah. But I grew up on Nerdist too, in the podcast community. It was one of my first. Yep. And I love that model of, oh, are we recording? Have we started?
Yeah. It's a fun, I heard on that one, and on there was a 10-minute podcast put out by Will Sasso, and the premise was, it's 10 minutes, him and his co-host, in the later years, it was, oh, who was it? Brian Callen? No, that might have been the beginning. I don't know. He had a couple different groups, but he would just hit record, and then the other two were like bickering about something, and the episodes were 10 minutes long, and then about 9 minutes in, he'd be like, oh, hey, we're on the podcast. Oh, look, we're at the end. Oh, darn. Just having fun with it. That was a great show. I missed that one. It ran for about 6 years, and then they're like, yeah, we're done. And they passed it off to somebody else, and that guy just is sitting on it right now. He hasn't done much with it. So,
oh, yeah.
It's fun.
That was our motto going into Uncharacteristics, which is it's on a pause. I wish we were doing it right now, but the two of us have been unable to kind of get it going with all the stuff that's going on with it, with everybody. And I mean, like, that's just how it is. Now would be the perfect time for a show like that. But
yeah,
you know, you do what you have to do. But yeah, that's the way we start our episodes. Zach is the master behind the keys, and he just hits that record button. And usually I'm telling a very weird off the market story. And he hits, and I like that. It feels like you just walked into a door and you stumbled on two guys talking randomly. So I like it.
Yeah. I've been listening to it since the beginning. I love the show. I know you guys, like you said, it's pretty infrequently you put them out, but it's, I love it. It's the randomness of it all, of how you guys build the characters from just random words or even random suggestions from the listeners, and then you make a monologue out of it. Like, it's pretty great.
That is 110%. Like, I definitely helped build the podcast. Whoa, stumbled there. But that was all. Yeah, words are difficult. That was all from the mind of Zach. Zach, I have a hard time remembering, but he's just a funky, wacky, crazy guy, and he comes up with some off the wall stuff. I'm excited, and he's just honestly just a pure soul, and I bring this like bit of like weird energy to it, but it's me swimming in his bathtub, if that makes sense.
Yes, I understand the metaphor.
But yeah, we're so in the turn. In COVID times, are you learning anything new? Are you reading anything new? Something weird coming out at you?
Well, so, I mean, comic book wise, because I mean, I'm a comic book podcast. I still am putting episodes out. My co-host Ron, he still currently comes over. We haven't been quarantined to the house yet. Stay at home yet.
It's just like one or two people. It's not as bad.
Correct. But the whole like, martial law or whatever they're going to be doing here soon in Indiana might be coming sooner rather than later. And then at that point we're going to have to like record online similar to what we're doing here, which would be a problem because I only got like 5 hours a month on this app, and I already have something scheduled for Sunday. That's going to be about 2 hours long. I've got you here, which will be half hour, 45 minutes. I only got like 3 hours and 15 minutes left.
Yeah.
Like currently adding in those, I'll have like 10 minutes left. So I'll figure something out.
You got to really like delegate that time, you know, well, you got to go into the editing room, but like during the recording.
Oh, no. Maybe
you got to live it. All right, let's speed this funny stuff along. Let's go.
It's one of those things where I just might have buy cut like another hour or something, or upgrade my package, whatever I have. But so I'm reading my current comics, which will be, I mean, the premise of my show is we read the old books and then we talk about them every once in a while. A new one. I know I got a Kickstarter book, well, series that I backed recently that we're going to be covering, which that'll be fun to do. Other than that, I know there's a couple novels I have to read that I picked up at some cons, and or just I've got Star, you know, the way I met Zach was through a Star Wars podcast because we both love Star Wars. I've got a bunch of Star Wars books I need, novels that I need to read that I haven't touched. So that's really that. I mean, I got video games that I need to play, but I probably won't play. And I got TV shows I need to catch up on. But yeah, how about what are you going to do in this quarantine time?
I see so many people on the internet that are like, I've learned, you know, I've opened up my horizons to all of these new things while I have the downtime. And I'm just like, I had these shows, you know, I've not even watched The Mandalorian, for example. That's my next one. I know. During, you know, before I got let go from my job, I didn't have the time for that kind of stuff.
That's fair.
And so now that I do, my brain was like, okay, well, I'll catch up on everything. And instead, they canceled sports on me. Yeah. And so I'm a big sports guy. I'm a big hockey fan. And so I've been playing Madden just over and over. I can't stop playing Madden because it's like they took away the good stuff from me. And so I have to like force a bunch of really shitty stuff. because Madden's awful. I don't know if you're a sports guy.
I haven't done sports game. Well, I haven't played a legit sports game since like the GameCube.
Sure. Yeah.
So, you know, it's been a hot minute.
And that's the thing is I'm not a sports gaming guy. I enjoy watching sports. I'm a statistics guy. I'm a numbers nerd, which you'd think I'd like baseball, but it's so boring. it's so awful. And
I wouldn't say listen, it's national pastime.
Sure.
There is an audience. Yeah, I think more of it, and I'm not a sports guy either. I don't really do sports. The only time I ever watch football here is when my girlfriend's mom puts it on TV, and I'm just like, well, I'm bored. Here we go. Let's watch this. Oh, they throw the ball around? Yay. Yeah. Or, you know, Super Bowl where I watch it for the commercials, and then I pass out, like, in the first quarter and don't care.
Yeah, the commercials haven't been good for, like, 10
years. No, they haven't. Plus, within, like, an hour, they're on YouTube, so.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, they've been coming out, like, the week before now, so it's like, why are we even watching?
Yeah. What was your question? I don't remember. sports. I just don't do sports. And baseball is one of those that it has a fan base. I feel like when you're there in the stadium watching it, it's a completely different atmosphere than watching it at home.
100%. Like
you're there with the, and that's really any sport in that actually.
When I can get a Michelob Ultra in a glass that's bigger than my head and
drink
like
$30, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, sure, you drop $90 on what you would normally buy, yeah. But if I'm there and the hot sun's already caused me to go loopy a little bit, yeah, sure, we'll watch some baseball. But until then, like, put your bats down.
I'm not trying to say what your opinion should be, but I know I have some listeners that are baseball fans, so I want to appeal to them.
Yeah, no, what's I get that. You guys? There's a web series that I've been watching called Dorktown, and they also do one called Chart Party that just breaks down the numbers in a crazy way. I'm sure the baseball fans that are listening have heard of him. A guy named John Boyce. John Boyce, I'm sure, is two separate words. Either way, he does it, and it's literally. It's like, I think you should watch one video. They're like 10 to 20 minutes long because it puts sports in like the nerdiest way possible. And yeah, it almost made baseball cool to me, but it's not. But that's what I was saying. It's like, I was hoping to use this time to really like get cultured on what was going on. Like I said, I'm behind The Mandalorian and there's no comic shop here. I'm a big comic book fan, but there's no comic shop within an hour from my current location.
Okay, well, I've got a suggestion for that, but before we get to that suggestion, since again I am a comic book podcast,
correct,
what is your comic book origin story? Like, how did you get into comics?
Okay, that's a good question. I didn't for a long time because, like I said, where we're living now is where I grew up, and there's not a place for that. Like, it was sports or die here. I was a nerd growing up. I was a video game guy, right? You could buy video games here. You could not buy comics. Okay. I grew up you know, playing like Pokemon stuff. It's weird. But what my introduction into comics would be Batman, obviously, because of the 90s animated series.
Yes.
I think a lot of people got into the character for Bruce Timm and, you know, his work.
Yep.
Kevin Conroy is my Batman forever. Well, not Batman, Batman forever. It's Val Kilmer.
Ha! You beat me to it.
But that was my introduction to the character. So I grew up thinking Harley Quinn was obviously, that's what my dog's name is Harley Quinn. Nice. So I thought she was the best. That was my intro to the point where, again, we live in a small town. My mom had to make me a Batman costume when I was like 4 years old for Halloween, 5 years old, where she was took a black shirt and painted a yellow like outline on it. Mm-hmm. So. That's awesome. All that to lead up to the point where I moved to Birmingham to go to college at UAB. And there you could have access to comics. So right when I moved there, the New 52 came out.
Ah.
So the first comic I ever purchased for myself was Batman #1 with Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo. So that was my introduction into comics.
And so I
was spoiled. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it was awful. I had a first run Batman #1.
Lovely. That's awesome. You definitely picked a good one to jump in on to start with.
Spoiled. Yeah. It was one of the best runs that I've gone back and read a lot since. But well, that was now, like, it's like starting movies with The Godfather. Like,
okay, fair. Yeah, New 52 was a big shift in the way DC and really comics kind of introduced their heroes. But you can't just shove aside the 20 years prior. Like when I started reading comics, my introduction into Batman was Batman Nightfall, and where, you know, Bane broke Batman's back. And from that point on, I've been a Batman fan, and subsequently, there we go, words are hard, Nightwing fan. Like, Nightwing is my go-to for superheroes.
My wife loves Dick Grayson in any form, so yeah, she grew up on Teen Titans.
So you mentioned that Batman the Animated Series was your introduction. There's a podcast that I'm going to tell you about. It's called the Bat Friends Podcast. It's hosted by Chris and Joe, and they are rewatching the series from the beginning and then just commenting on it. So the episodes are like 20 to 30 minutes long, give or take. And it is some of the funniest things, off the wall commentary for the show that I've.
So it's like a live, they're watching it and commenting. It's like a Mystery Science Theater style.
Yeah, with the exception of they go off the chain and off the script. Okay. Well, I'm not even going to say script because they don't have a script, but they just do their own thing like majority of the time. It's usually Joe just saying something and going on some tangent. But yeah, that's check out that one, Bat Friends Podcast. It's really good.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I'll throw another recommendation in there too. And please. I cannot – there was a podcast – I've not listened to this in 3 or 4 years – I need to go back and see if they're still updating, but it was a live, they watched the episode. It was episode by episode of the Arkham of the, Batman animated series. Yeah. And there was an actual psychologist. The Arkham Sessions, I think is what it was called.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know if you listened to that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's still coming out. I had it for a hot minute because, Andrea was the doctor. Yes.
Andrea Romano.
Yep. And Andrea, I can't remember her last name.
I can't either, but I went straight to Andrea Romano, of course.
Which is wonderful for voice actors. Andrea was did another podcast with what's her name? Star Wars lady.
That narrows Amy it down. Radcliffe. There's only like
Amy Radcliffe.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember what that one was called. I listened to that one forever, and then I stopped because I had to. There between a me having like 40 70 podcasts and not enough time in the day, I'm like, okay, I need to start cutting some of this stuff down. And
yeah, right.
That was one of the ones that got cut.
Yeah, I get that. I only have like 6 or 7 that I constantly update right now. And I've had to cut all the daily podcasts out of my life. Right now is you'd think a time to catch back up. But again, that's just not the way my brain's working. My brain's I'm going to play Madden every second of the day.
No, I'm right there with you. Like, I want to try. Last time when my work was on shutdown, you know, I work for the General Motors. So we had a strike, you know, in September. Last time that happened, I'm like, oh, I'll have all this time. I can listen to all my podcasts and be caught up. No, I found things around the house to do. And this mm-hmm. is something similar to where I'm like, I could listen to podcasts, or I could record with this, or I could do my spring cleaning because it's technically spring. And so
it doesn't feel like it at all, does it?
No. Oh, heck no. Especially yesterday up here in Indiana, it was like 40 degrees most of the day, and then around 6 o'clock it just started snowing, because why not?
Okay.
So because Indiana.
I think I could count on like both hands how many times we've had snow in the past 10 years. So I guess you guys get it a lot. I have relatives in Champaign, so Illinois, which is about the same latitude as you guys.
Close.
I don't know where you are in Indiana, but they're like right next to each other. Okay, gotcha. Northeast. Yeah, we would go up there, and it was like, you know, 10 to 12 inches of snow on the ground every time. And I was like, whoa, what is this white stuff I've seen once in my entire life?
Yeah, we get it. Like, it usually starts around.
That's the biggest problem. And Zach has been really cool about letting me borrow He let me borrow Saga. I lost you there.
We're good. I got you. We're back.
Okay, cool. Hello? We're back.
Yeah, your video froze on me.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh, God. Okay. Hold on.
I think we're on a... I think we're off here.
I can just hear you.
Hello? Hello? Okay.
I know you don't have a lot of
time. I am saying words. Oh, no, you're fine. Like I said, I can buy.
I'm getting like other every. Oh.
Time if I have to. Hello? Hello?
You there?
Hello. I'm just going to keep talking until you actually hear me. I'm going to keep talking.
I can hear you now.
Can you still hear me? I think
we might be like hear me now? Behind Good. Each other.
Yep, we're off sync. Okay.
That's what it is.
Hello.
We're off sync.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Put your thumb up.
Oh, wait.
I don't know when you are. That's the problem.
Oh, this is great. Funny thing is, I think I'm still recording both sides because it's two separate tracks. We're like 3 seconds off, but I'm sure when it comes down to it, it's going to be on track.
Okay.
Maybe. Although I think we're caught up now.
Okay. Good. Good.
Thumb up.
Say three. Thumb up.
Three.
Okay. We're like two. Yeah.
I think. Oh no. I mean, okay. I think we're good. I think we're good because you. Okay. Yeah. The joys of recording. I love it. And funny thing is, I'm gonna keep all this in. You know why? Because I don't care. This is for fun.
Yeah. This is what happens. This is like when you find typos in like a published book. They're like, oh, you know, that's just a thing that happens. It's part of the industry process. Definitely
found those. Speaking of the books, one of the books that I want to try to read, it's a series that I've been picking up at Indiana Comic Con every year. I think the lady says she's going to have like a 9-book series, and she has – I've got up to book 3. I think book 4 is going to come out this year. I started reading the first one, and there are – complete pages printed twice. I'm like,
oh wow,
I just read this. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, maybe she's doing like a time dilation thing, and
maybe
like book 2 or 3 you're gonna figure out that the world's repeating. Or if she's not doing it, she should now.
I love it. Speaking of time dilation, have you watched Westworld by chance?
We watched all the way to the last episode of the first season, okay. And it got cut We're very, very picky. So we're not up to date on Westworld.
That's fine. I just finished up season two yesterday or the day before. My girlfriend is currently watching season two because season three just started. You mentioned time dilation. I know in the first season, the definitely time was wonky. I know you're referring to Doctor Who, but Westworld's been on my mind for the last week, so.
I need to catch up with it because the acting is fantastic. God,
it's amazing. It's so beautiful.
When I figured out, which we had just, when we stopped watching, we had just figured out that time was wonky. And who's the guy that plays the white hat in the first season? The younger one.
I can't remember. It's William. I just can't remember the actor's name. I know the guy.
And he plays in It's Always Sunny. He's one of the brothers. What is their last names? The creepy brothers that always wear bathrobes.
I don't know because I don't watch Always Sunny. I've never seen Always Sunny.
Oh, I got you. Well, he's not
if he's not part of the main cast like Dan DeVito and Charlie Day and all that crew.
He's only there like I can't remember his name. Anyway, he's the guy that ends up being, spoiler alert,
for a show that's been out for 4 years.
Exactly. Yeah. He ends up being the bad guy, but younger.
Yeah, that was a good revelation. Like, I didn't see that one coming.
Amazing reveal.
And then
a fantastic actor.
Oh yeah, I've seen them in other things. I can't remember what, but I know I've seen them other places. So when I saw him pop up in the first season of Westworld, I'm like, oh, I know this guy. I know that guy. Okay, I know these characters. I know these actors. This should be fun.
Right, I was not expecting Cyclops to just drop in.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, what are you doing here? Do you have a hard time like distinguishing actors from big roles that they do?
No.
There's not like one where you're like, why are you talking? No, you're.
I call him Cyclops. Like he's Cyclops, or like when I went and saw Sonic.
I got you.
And he's Cyclops. It's Cyclops and Sonic. Like it's just. It's just what it is. If I don't distinguish,
yeah. What's Cyclops doing in Sonic? What it is. I forgot he was in Sonic.
That's a good movie. I actually enjoyed it. The kids liked it more, of course, but yeah, I enjoy
kids' children's property. I wish it was as good as Detective Pikachu because Detective Pikachu was such a surprise that it was so good. I had low expectations when we went and saw it for my birthday and boom, there it was.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, when you have big names tied to it, like you had Ryan Reynolds, you had Bill Nighy, you had, the one kid from that one show. I don't remember his name.
he wasn't big yet, but
that made him big.
Exactly.
Like you're going to get a good product. And this was something that was beloved by many fans. Not that it stopped Hollywood from ruining things in the past, but...
True. I was about to say, you remember that George Clooney was Batman once, and...
Yeah.
So big names attached to a project.
That was after Val Kilmer was Batman, and Schumacher had already ruined the franchise. So.
That's true. I will say, Batman Forever is my favorite Batman.
Okay.
And it's just... Okay, I know it's bad. I have that mental capacity to know that it's not good, but that is... Batman Forever is choice Batman. Now they went and blew it out of proportion for Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
But everything but the Chris O'Donnell Robin in Batman Forever is good storytelling and acting.
Jim Carrey,
for what it is.
Yeah, for Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones did a great job. I always heard the stories that, you know, Tommy Lee Jones hated Jim Carrey. So they never really worked well together. So I think it's probably why they weren't ever on screen together.
To me, I think Tommy Lee Jones's Two-Face in that movie is a better Joker than Jack Nicholson's Joker. Like he's Two-Face, but he's playing like I think what would be a good Joker role.
I can see that.
He never goes Harvey Dent is the problem. He's just always
out there and always just extraordinary. Yeah.
Yeah, he's always the Two-Face side of the personality. And at that time, of course, we didn't know as much as we do about what they were calling split personality syndrome. But They were in like 92, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah.
I was 1 year old. Created, I don't know.
Well, when Two-Face was created, not that much.
Yeah, exactly. So we didn't know as much then, but we did at least have a concept that that person could act normal for 5 minutes, and they didn't. And they chose not to in that movie.
Yeah. The Batman Forever, I think I saw that one in theaters. I know I saw Batman and Robin in theaters.
Oh, 94. That's right. 94 was Forever.
Was 94 Forever? 96?
96 was Robin. I said 92 earlier, but 92 is...
Returns. No.
Returns. Yeah. Because 89 was Batman. It was every two to 3 years.
Okay.
I don't know. I was not even conceived in 89, so... So I'm having a hard time.
That's fine. I know I didn't see the Tim Burton Batman in theaters, so I was too young. That's good times.
What's your Batman?
Well, okay, so mine, like I said, I saw Kilmer in theaters. I'm pretty sure I saw Clooney. Christian Bale was amazing. I'm not gonna lie. But I really did enjoy Affleck. I thought he did a really good job in the two movies we had him in.
I think it's a controversial opinion, but yeah, it's a good Batman.
I think, well, the problem is I would have loved to have seen the whole story complete. Like, I would have loved to have seen Snyder's full vision imagined. But Company B, what it is, WB just like, no, fuck you, we're gonna do it this way because Marvel is killing us. And honestly, I would have to say Kevin Conroy is a great one. He's up there on mine, and probably Christian Bale. I do like Affleck. I am looking forward to Pattinson as Batman. I think that's gonna be really good.
If you asked me about 2 or 3 years ago, I would have laughed at you.
I think everybody would have.
Yeah, I think the timing of where it is and what he's done since Twilight.
Well, that's the thing. Like, everybody associates him with Twilight because that was the role that "quote unquote" made him.
Yeah. Although right here he's Cedric Diggory in my heart. I'm a Hufflepuff,
which is fair. So. I'm a Gryffindor. Apparently, I don't know.
Okay, fair enough.
And that's what the test said. But he's done so many other roles. I haven't seen any other roles that he's been in. But like, I heard The Lighthouse was amazing. Tenet with Christopher Nolan directing looks beautiful, which got pushed back because of everything. Maybe actually that was coming out in November, wasn't it? I don't know. It might be pushed back.
We know Nolan, and he spends a forever in the editing room. We'll see how long it goes.
Yeah. Yes, but I mean, he's had a couple bad movies, sure, but look at the ones that he's made that have been great, so, and are still talked about to this day.
Nolan is the man. I'll watch anything he does. He's in my top five,
which is why you should watch Westworld, because his brother is, I think, the director or screenwriter.
True, but speaking of bad movies, his brother had that one with Johnny Depp in it, that where Johnny Depp becomes a sentient AI program. Do you remember this? Wasn't that Christopher Nolan's brother? No, it wasn't. I'm sorry. It was Wally, it was the guy, it was the director of photography for the Dark Knight films. That's who did Wally Pfister.
Okay.
Pfister.
What's the movie?
Whatever he was on the Dark Knight films. I thought it was director of photography.
Who knows?
Was it good?
I think you froze again.
I walked out in the first half. I'm not going to be honest.
What movie?
Oh, no.
What? Sorry, yeah, we lost you there for a second.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You talking about the movie with... Yeah, we're
Johnny Depp as an AI.
The movie with... I'm trying to think of the name of the movie, and it is called Transcendence.
Never seen it.
Okay, I walked out in the first half. It's awful. The first half was awful. And yeah, Wally Pfister directed it. I just Googled it, which might have been why we had some weird stuff going on. Like I said, our infrastructure here was just not planning on people working from home so much.
Well, yeah, I know over in Europe, they have already asked like Netflix and Disney Plus and all the streaming services to go down to a lower bandwidth, so that because everybody being at home is bogging down the network, I can see that happening in America sometime soon.
Yeah, if it'll ever go, I mean, like, yeah, you're talking over my head because I'm not a tech guy.
Same. It took me, so I recorded yesterday on this for an episode coming out Friday, and it took me about 3 hours just to figure out how to turn my camera back on. So, yeah, I'm not a tech guy either.
That's my wife is the IT person in this relationship, and I'm so glad that I have her. She's also our dungeon master, so like she just does everything.
I thought you were the dungeon master.
Yeah, No. I play the bard.
Okay,
my wife is the dungeon master, and she is choice. Nice. She's great. I love her to death. She does. As you can see, they can't see it, but you can see the statue of Tiamat right behind us.
No, yeah, I do see that. It's wonderful. Looks beautiful. Yeah, like Ron, my co-host, he's our dungeon master, and I play a rogue, pretty badass rogue. Love it.
What race?
Love it. A human.
Cool.
Stuck in normal. It's whatever. Although I have my backstory is my family was killed by this man in what? So I took the My Chemical Romance Black Parade. I took that song, took the lyrics, and basically made that my backstory. And
oh my god, that's amazing!
And then like there's this jester, or there's some person that was in the Black Parade that killed my family, and now I'm searching to try and get revenge for them. So
that's fantastic. Yeah, I was going to make a bard with using the Black Parade as a basis at one point in time. So I'm glad that somebody out there is doing it. And for an edgy rogue to have it, that's a fantastic choice. That's good.
I love it. It's fun. He's trying to kill us now because we're at level 14. I'm actually I'm a level 10 rogue and level 4 sorcerer. I'm multi-class because we found a magic orb that had a bunch of symbols on it. And one of them was the symbol I'm looking for, or I'm trying to follow. And I'm like, I want this orb. Right. What can I do with it? And so I became a sorcerer. Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
That orb is almost all powerful. As long as I have the concentration and I don't roll a one. So
is this 5e rules?
No, we're doing 3.5.
3.5. Okay. I've never played it. I think I have a knack for just getting into things at the exact right time. Like I said, I started with Scott Snyder's Batman mm-hmm. into my comics, and since I've read a bunch of the backstory, Grant Morrison, by the way, is how does he know? First off, he's crazy. He's crazy as a loon.
Yeah.
How does he know? But we bought the starter kit for 5e like 2 months after it came out.
Nice.
Way before D&D blew up. And then it sat on a shelf for like 2 years until we opened it up one day. And again, this is before the what I like to call the D&D renaissance is happening. And so we start playing it. And so I've never played another system. We got into D&D late. Again, you got to imagine this. The town that I come from it's sports or you're going to get your ass handed to you. And I didn't play sports, but I watched them because I was like, okay, I'm going to be a nerd. I'm going to be a sports nerd. So I'm coming to all this stuff late, but I love that. You know, I have to fight through the gatekeepers a little bit, but there are plenty of yous out there in the world that are like, yeah, just come in. Come on. Let's hang out. Let's talk. Yeah. And I enjoy going back and reading I have the D&D Art and Arcana book, that has taught me so much about the history of different editions. So 3.5 is the one that I'm looking to play in the most because I feel like it's a whole different beast.
Well, and they're two completely different things. 3.5, I want to say focuses more on the actual like models and, the actual like game board along with, there's obviously some limitations of what you can do. Whereas I'm pretty sure 5 is more a theater of the mind where it's all you're telling the DM what you're doing, and he can be like, yeah, you can do that. Yeah, you can't do that. And I haven't played five. My girlfriend, myself and another friend of ours at work were planning to do just like a 10-minute campaign every day at lunch. And she's going to DM it. So it'd be her DMing and then myself and my other friend, Brian, playing. That hasn't gotten off the ground yet because right around the time we were getting ready to maybe get something like move forward with it, then this happened. So,
oh yeah.
And that's, like I said, that's going to be fifth edition. So that'll be my first foray into fifth edition. And I want to try it. Like I want to give it a shot, you know,
having never played any other edition, I will say from what I've heard from people who have played other editions and then came over to fifth, is that it simplifies everything to the right amount.
Yes.
And it allows you to kind of build off of a very solid baseline. And you can go roleplay heavy, you can go stats heavy, you can go you can do what you want to. It's Play-Doh, whereas other editions are board games, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Like 3.5 is more of a board game, and 5e is like Play-Doh. You can make it whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why D&D is the way it is right now, is because 5e is so malleable to the different person that's using it.
And it also helps that there are so many D&D podcasts out there that they use 5e as a baseline. Mm-hmm. And then either they go away from that and have their own thing, or they just keep it with 5e, which is, you know, just wonderful. And it makes it easier for people to come to this game and actually understand it. Unless, of course, Adventure Zone and they're just off the wall crazy.
I have just recently gotten into Adventure Zone and I love the McRoys, but yeah, I'm a little bit of a rules lawyer and I don't mean to be, but sometimes I'm like, you can't do that. Like, that's not how that works.
See, and that's the thing. We actually had a situation in the past where we were playing and the DM would say something. One guy would be a rules lawyer, be like, no, you can't do that because in this version, you can only do this. And the DM's like, yeah, it's my game, my rules, my house.
Yeah.
So that's basically what comes down to it.
If you have, so like my wife is a very, very like kind of benevolent DM, especially if she's listening. but then I know you have some people that can kind of, that's why I don't DM. It's because I would get bogged down, I think. I play a bard. I can tell you a little bit about my bard. He's a half drow boy. he's gotten into a relationship with the fighter in our campaign. He was in the Underdark and he stumbled upon this group of, they was playing a different character. And then that character died. So my half drow came in and stumbled upon these guys and let them free from a drow priestess that had them captured and was about to sacrifice them to Loth. And he comes in and I was like, okay, I'm going to try to sneak a little bit closer and walk away from the priestess. And then I rolled a one. So ooh. I dropped my guitar and it clanged, but it caused a distraction so that they could escape. But well, that's good. Was his. And he plays specifically Beatles covers. So,
oh, beautiful. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. His name is Maxwell Edison, which is from Maxwell Silverhammer. If you got any Beatles fans in the audience.
Very, very
but
nice.
But it's spelled all funky like a drow.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Well, I think we are probably at a good stopping point. You know, we've got about 45-ish minutes or so.
Sure.
Ori, thank you for actually, you were the first one to hit me up saying you want to do this. So I'm like, definitely got to get you on here. If you want to tell the listeners or inform them where they can find you on the internets.
Okay. I'm on Twitter. I'm at What Would Ori Do? You can download our podcast. We are on a temporary hiatus, but we have 2.5 really good seasons.
Yep. I can agree to that.
It's at the Uncharacters, it used to be at Uncharacteristic, but it is at the Uncharacters on Twitter, and there's links to the podcast, or you can go to the Uncharacters on Apple or Spotify or wherever you go. We just, for a little bit of a blurb, we just take a couple random words, throw them together, write a monologue based on a character that we come up with. The first like two or three episodes are a little wonky, so maybe start with like three or four and then keep going, because then we really hit a stride. and then you can also find me. I stream video games. I'm again on a hiatus, but I will be coming back within the next two to three weeks once we get this internet situation figured out, to where I know for a fact that it can be consistent. And I'm there at Retreating Goon, R-E-T-R-E-A-T-I-N-G, Goon, G-O-O-N. And that's on Mixer. So you can find me if you enjoyed this sweet Southern draw, if you like Pokemon, if you like Nintendo. I play mostly Nintendo Switch titles. I'm over there, and I will continue to talk. We have a good time.
Very nice. Very good. Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Hey, I appreciate you, Joe.
And no problem. I think we'll go ahead and stop it right here.